Blog Talk Radio.
Take shape, it'll only mutate. See the fetus with a microphone, three arms, two brains. out the hole when I swallow my tongue.
But that's a dog in a world where hate and anger's the key. You can tell the judge was recreating all that shit you see on TV.
I feel for the unclean, let the unseen. Either I've seen, make your ass bleed to the extreme. What a dream mean when you wake up screaming with a demon, sucking in your dick, king demon. So let's piss into your skull, slam my fist into your jaw, retract my hand, release your teeth, your chick, let's fall into the street.
Pull your wallet over your head, staple them to your skull, drip bleach into your eyes, there's a face, fuck your girl. A monkey paw, I have you cutting through your own bone with a hacksaw.
Bones exposed from the skin, blood drips from innocence, pulling lungs up out of chest, leaving bodies where they rest.
The voices in my head whispering, listen. Hammer to the head, the family gone missing.
When we attack like a swarm. Punch you through your face, rip off your neck, and play my rhythm on your vocal cord.
I walk on your ceiling and drop thread in your mouth. Let poison drip down it and silently take you out.
1D, protecting the hive, we stay alive. I'm on overdrive with my axe. Will you survive?
Vocal formulator plan, reflex come and take control. Dip my hand in broken glass and pull your heart out through your blood hole.
My eyeballs are black, my tears drip like oil. I fuck holes in my yard and grow children from soil.
Into the eyes of the dead, they come back alive and wipe the air out your lungs. Now I see through your eyes.
Dying now, do the body ride. Motherfucker can't hide cause I'm in your mind. And we finna bring the die. Cock back, never aim, just let it ride.
Scientists study me, but they always quit. Cause I eat through my butthole and talk nothing but shit.
Dark loaded devastation, murder without no premeditation. Nope. Demons from beyond the earth, creeping up all out the dirt.
This bread I eat, this oath I swear.
Next, motherfuckers. You know what? Fuck this. For all the motherfucking haters out there that want to run their mouths and talk shit. For the fuck. As of this track, yo, I got a nice little rant for every single one of y'all to fucking peep and take a listen to. But first up, yo, here we go, my boy Ghetto G. I'm ready for war. Come on, bring the hate.
Warning. 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 Warning.
It's always the one in groups, no one ever knew. I'm rising from the shadows, nothing you can do. I keep it real, I don't need no stupid gimmick. Fed up with the radio, it all makes me sick. You making songs is just a damn waste. I'll show you talent, come and get you a taste. When it comes to rhyming, that shit's out the door. I won't be centered in no Walmart store. I be like a lion, cause I am a beast. I'm that dope white boy coming from the east. At the top, beating good pussy for a feast. You just disgusting, molesting kids like a priest. Look at your lame ass, your swag's on broke. Only getting laid with the Facebook post. I'm on a mission, I hope you feel my campaign. I'm here to get music popping like some champagne. I'm here to drop all this knowledge in your ear, singing all the shit that you don't wanna hear. I'm ready for war, come on, bring the hate. This is a war zone, ain't no one safe. Come on, follow me if you can relate. I'm ready for war, I'm ready for war, I'm ready for war. Come on, bring the hate. This is a war zone, ain't no one safe. Come on, follow me if you can relate. I'm here to drop all this knowledge in your ear, saying all this shit that you don't wanna hear. I'm ready for war, come on, bring the hate. This is a war zone, ain't no one safe. Come on, follow me if you can relate. I'm ready for war, I'm ready for war, I'm ready for war. Come on, bring the hate. Name's Ghetto G, but I'm not from the hood. No one even gets me, I'm just misunderstood. It's undeniable, I got skills, but people still hate. No one give me a shot, I could be something great. I got that driving ambition, that'll take me far. I'm not going anywhere, I'm long-term like a star. This world's dead poor, that's why I'm dropping bombs. Hate that they glorify the ghetto and teen moms. Tired of wasting time on people who can't lay a decent track. I don't trust anyone, cause no one got my back. No matter what you think, bitch, I will not surrender. You're a fake, a rip-off, you'll never be anything better. Hey, drumming, you crying in your clutches, you have a meltdown. You'll never be like fag, you get the thumbs down. You hate everyone cause you really hate yourself. Go back to your dungeon, do something else. I'm here to drop all this knowledge in your ear, saying all the shit that you don't wanna hear. I'm ready for war, come on, bring the hate. This is a war zone, ain't no one safe. Come on, follow me if you can relate. I'm ready for war, I'm ready for war, I'm ready for war, come on, bring the hate. This is a war zone, ain't no one safe. Come on, follow me if you can relate. I'm here to drop all this knowledge in your ear, saying all the shit that you don't wanna hear. I'm ready for war, come on, bring the hate. This is a war zone, ain't no one safe. Come on, follow me if you can relate. I'm ready for war, I'm ready for war, I'm ready for war. Come on, bring the hate. I'm here to drop all this knowledge in your ear, saying all the shit that you don't wanna hear. I'm ready for war, come on, bring the hate. This is a war zone, ain't no one safe. Come on, follow me if you can relate. I'm ready for war, I'm ready for war, I'm ready for war. Come on, bring the hate. This is a war zone, ain't no one safe. Come on, follow me if you can relate. I'm here to drop all this knowledge in your ear, saying all this shit that you don't wanna hear. I'm ready for war, come on, bring the hate. This is a war zone, ain't no one safe. Come on, follow me if you can relate. I'm ready for war, I'm ready for war, I'm ready for war. Come on, bring the hate.
Next, another track from Ghetto G, Killing Season. Kill 'em.
The way I be killing them should own a cemetery. Call me the grave digger, it's you that I bury. You being good is a myth like the tooth fairy. I'ma bring the house of pain like Tyler Perry. Cause you just so fucking stupid like that barbarian. How will you get to die? Results may vary. My knife is a crazy bitch, call it Carrie. We gonna leave your ass cold like it's January. There ain't no stopping us, we leave your mind blown. When it comes to fun, we keep it hard. Tombstone on the vampire tip, it give you that rush like true blood. Cause we cause major damage to you like a flood. Nobody will ever be as crazy as I am. Break you back in half like a fucking Teddy Grimm. kept getting in my face. I'm here to sign your death wish. I'm killing you all tonight. You sleep with the fish. This is killing season. Rappers going missing. They execute the attack with straight precision.
Gotcha.
R.I.P. to the ones who doubted me. Devil, why give you this dead body? This is killing season. Rappers going missing. They execute the attack with straight precision.
Gotcha.
R.I.P. to the ones who doubted me. Devil, why give you this dead body? I'm on a rampage, beat my chest like King Kong. Yeah, you're in the rap game, but you don't belong. Tired of your voice, tired of your sound, tired of your presence, don't need you around. There will be no ransom for this kidnap. Make your favorite artist vanish cause he can't rap. What you call music should be a crime. You got no skills and you can't even rhyme. You guys are garbage, pollute the airwaves. Talent in the music world is what we all crave. Why do I even rack my brain on some real shit? But no one even cares and no one feeling it. Demon in my head, said a death in the air. You killing music, I'm killing you, it's only fair. I'm mashing on them, slashing on them, it's a massacre. I'm here, now they gon' forget who you were. This is killing season, rappers going missing. They execute the attack with straight precision. R.I.P. to the ones who doubted me. Devil, why give you this dead body? This is killing season, rappers going missing. They execute the attack with straight precision. R.I.P. to the ones who doubted me. Devil, why give you this dead body?
And we are back. I got all my track to play. I gotta take a piss. Let's see here what to play for y'all, motherfuckers. You know what? There we go. For the haters. And, especially the hound dogs. There you go.
Hound dog ass motherfucker. Raise up off my nizzo. Get off my nuts. Get off me, bitch.
Yeah, motherfucking hound dogs, what? Swinging from my balls so hard, it's like I got a third nut. And look,
yo,
I don't care who you know, bitch, look at fire. Get the fuck to the back of the line. Line the whole day, you my cousin. Like my mama and your mama, sisters or something. Oh yeah, we down, go ahead, let them in.
Bah!
Knuckle hammers to the chin. Be down with me and I'll be down back. Put my dick in your mouth, you're gonna hit your neck snap.
Crank.
In fact, ho, fuck out my butt. Ask questions like a mutt, but ain't down the you see him come, you see him go, you see him come again. From my dick to twist his dick, and then to find a chase dick, to blaze his dick, try to grope us with their paws. Goddamn hound dogs!
Wow, wow, wow.
Yeah, I remember school. Hoes back then was like,
yo, bro, so now.
I'm a star. Now all them hoes like, I'm still that nerdy ass voodoo nut. Now I got hound dogs sniffing my butt. I could have a worm hanging out of my dick hole and they'd be like,
well, I think it's cute though.
Miss me with all that, I ain't changed any. Look at me, I make Big Pun look skinny. I'm ugly as fuck, resembling a Klingon. Hoes still let me get my ding-a-ling-a swing on. What up with these pop kids buying my shit? Mainstream groupies, get off my dick. I wanna see real juggalos at shows. Fuck these Backstreet Richie fake hoes.
there and found the boy unconscious. Tried to bring him around, but he remained responseless. It's my house. Then he said, fuck you. Words, them were his last two. I threw my baton and proceeded to beat him. He chose his last words and I made him eat them. I used much excessive force, and I believe that I have no choice. I got winded, the scene was morbid. Got the gasoline out and poured it. Took the kid outside and burned it all to hell. And now all is well, justice will serve public protection. Something's wrong, I make the correction.
I play you.
And if you're a pedophile, I'll find you. The police are needed, a 10-15. So I arrive on the scene. Home invasion, the man is still in there. Family held hostage prisoner. Kicked in the front door and saw the man with the gat. And put sticks in his back. Then walked up and made his head go splat. Broke every bone, something flat. And as soon as I leave, they show the other police, you know, the slow.
Think of next. Shit, I'm gonna go with a little Buck Cherry. Crazy bitch.
You fuck so good, I'm on top of it. When I dream, I'm doing you all night. Stretches all down my back to keep me right on. Hey, you're crazy, bitch, but you fuck so good, I'm on top of it. When I dream, I'm doing you all night. Stretches all down my back to keep me right on. Take it all, the paper is your game. You're jumping bed with fame. Another one. Bitch, but you fuck so good, I'm on top of it. When I dream, I'm doing you all night. Stretches all down my back to keep me right on. Hey, you're crazy, bitch, but you fuck so good, I'm on top of it. When I dream, I'm doing you all night. Stretches all down my back to keep me right on.
Die or have-
And we are back. So I think up next, Queensryche. Yeah, Queensryche. Queen of the Reich. Here we go. I love it, like, you know, like, when you're watching a horror movie, but in the horror movie, they're watching a horror movie. That shit is always fucking nuts. Nah, man, like, I'm watching, what the fuck is this shit called? A Real Friend in Spanish, based on, it's got vampires in it. And this chick fucking pops in a DVD, and the DVD turns out to be the Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Okay.
Yeah. And why the
damn
fuck
you. Damn, yo, there's a lot of hot bitches in this picture. You got Maria, Kelly Kelly, Miss Tessmacher, Mickey James. And whoever the hell these two chicks are.
Whoever the hell these two chicks are. Is it on your profile?
There, I just shared it just for you.
Well, I'm already on your page.
But you gotta refresh, man. I just fucking posted it right then when I said it.
Let's see. One is Valerie from TNA. And look at the other one. That one, I don't know who the fuck that is.
Well, that helped. Fucking poking.
Oh yeah, no, I mean, like, you know, one of them is SoCal Val from TNA. That one I definitely recognize. But the one, you know, between Kelly Kelly and SoCal Val.
Wait, which one is she?
SoCal Val is the one near Maria. With like the gray and shit.
Doesn't even look like that chick.
Nah, it's her. But, yeah, the chick that's in front of her, I have no clue who the fuck that is.
Looking through that singles room, man. I see all these damn pictures in here now. That shit you were talking about.
Wait, never mind. That's not SoCal Val. That's Lita and Melina.
And that is not Lita.
No, yeah, that's definitely Lita. I think it's funny how people are fucking telling them to stay over in TNA, stay in TNA. Melina's not in TNA. Lita's not in TNA. Kelly Kelly's off being naked somewhere. But not in TNA.
So, man, that's what she needs to do.
Yeah, be naked in TNA.
No, Kelly Kelly does not need to be in TNA. Just half of it.
Yeah. And, you know, I think it's funny how earlier I was talking in Irish because of the whole fucking trip thing. And I ended up getting a fucking thing of cookies from the Keebler Elves. I think they're Irish.
What?
Yeah, like the Keebler Elf things. Like, aren't they like Irish or something like that?
I don't fucking know.
Oh, I got cookies. I got Kibbles Deluxe cookies. Peanut butter cup with chocolate chips.
Yeah.
But we should be going with hip hop gamer track.
May as well.
There we go.
For the fire, it's a riot with my pen and speaking, breaking all the rules, creating my crews. It's something new to this game, a gang of these tools abused. All competitors doing this on a regular. Car, car, back, back with a blast, best ever. Get better, play better, eat, sleep, play, whatever. We got 32 multi motherfucking players, and helicopters and motorcycles ready to kill. And they daddy, very crafty graphics, make your blood spill. If you wanna battle, we can battle, keep it too real. Go to ambulance, so I can dead and make the playing field. Who would have thought that I'd be spitting these lyrics? Delivery is wicked, feel the fatality in your spirit. The competition they fear it. Unbelievable physics, number one up in this bitch. Don't even exclusive, let's get it, get it, get it.
It's been a long time, but you're gonna love it. Let's get the game on, burn a competition. You see the best is back, back in business. Middle fingers up if you wanna get switched up.
I got an arsenal, catch me in a whip, doing 120, 360, spin out, guns down, I'm targeting, everybody dying, blood particles flying, they call it with the metal, I'm demonic with the iron, shots fired, blazing, all over the pavement, hell raising, fight your face with a razor blade shaving, on occasion, my mind don't get so, ain't nobody better or bigger, but leader than the trigger flow. Trigger jokes, fear, fear, shows you queer, clear, quicker than a gunslinger, pop off, you disappear, head, leg, arm, red, bloody bad, break bread, semi-automatic, cardiac, erratic, every day, enough said, I'm sick on the chain flow, hip-hop game of Brooklyn, murder capital, next generation game, and we got the attitude, eat, sleep, play, it's a company, yo, this can't sue. Check, one, what you wanna do, two, check, If you love pushing metal, get your motherfucking hands up.
It's been a long time, but you're gonna love it. Let's get the game on, burn a competition. You see the best is back, back in business. Little fingers up if you wanna get switched up. It's been a long time, but you're gonna love it. Let's get the game on, burn a competition. You see the best is back, back in business. Little fingers up if you wanna get switched up. It's been a long time, but you're gonna love it. Let's get the game on.
Hip hop gamer, man. Twist the metal is back, and it's crazy. Shout out to David Daffy and Scott Campbell. Eat, sleep, play. He's doing it, man. Recognize for life.
And we're back.
Yep.
Definitely a dope track.
Yeah, the soundtrack's actually pretty decent for that game.
So, did you ever finish off the movie?
What movie?
Dante's Inferno.
I didn't really watch all of it. I just skimmed through it to see what type of people I would have to fight next. Help. I just sure hope that the next couple parts that I gotta do, I don't have to swing on ropes, because that shit was ridiculous.
And now that you said that, that'll probably make you have to swing on ropes.
Well, you do, it's part of the game. Why it's part of the game, I'll never know.
I'm looking forward to having that game. Yeah, that, or maybe once I get my birthday money and stuff, that man, I would just save that and go for fucking 2K14.
Man, I still gotta pay the rest of that off. Need another $20-something.
Yeah, I mean, then again, I could probably just fucking trade in Bleach or WB13 and go and get fucking Dante's Inferno that way.
You gonna trade in your game again?
Oh, last time was for money. This time, I'll trade it in for a different game.
Still
get money for it, though.
Yeah.
But man, why is it people must use fucking groups as a fucking diary? And tell everybody.
I don't know. The same reason that girl posted up that she was pregnant and her boyfriend left her. Like, that's great. I wish people could just make decisions without putting shit up like, I think it's time to do this.
Yeah. Just like, you know, when you say you're gonna kill yourself, go do it.
What the fuck is that dude doing? Are you getting his ass beat?
Probably. Oh, that dude, yeah, he did. For being a juggalo.
Man, I bet you that's not why. That's funny as hell, though, man. People like that.
Yeah.
Like, over 40 people. For a juggalo getting beat on. What the hell? If people say other people are disrespectful, look at that.
Yeah. How about that dude fucking Robert W. Hudson goes, so ICP is being sued because some girl is claiming she was harassed sexually by Diamond Dan, where she worked in Psychopathic Records. And mad jugglers are supposedly putting away their hatchet because they are sick of this shit. I wonder how many people on here are leaving.
I actually saw that video about that girl being harassed. And the dude that was saying it, man, he's like, what did you expect? You're working for the Insane Clown Posse. And one of the members' names is Violent J. Like, what were you expecting?
The funny thing is, it was done by Diamond Dan. So why not sue Diamond Dan? Because, you know, ICP had fucking no control over that.
Who exactly is that?
Okay, well, I know.
Is there something I'm missing?
I'm trying to know who the fuck Diamond Dan is. Yep, nope, nothing. Yeah, I have no clue who the fuck he is. Because this thing ain't fucking bringing up shit. Oh, yeah. By the way, for the dumbasses out in the world, if you plan on getting a tattoo by a tattoo artist, especially if it's going to be words, Make sure the motherfucker can spell. Otherwise, you're just fucked. Yeah, no, man. Like, I was watching fucking, and like I said, Bad Ink. And this one chick had a tattoo on, like, on her fucking thigh. It was supposed to say no regret.
Do you realize that it's called Bad Ink for a reason?
Well, yeah, but no, like, I'm like, the fucking tattoo that the chick had, it didn't say no regret, it said no regret.
Ain't that what happens in the We Are the Millers movie? That dude has a tattoo and it's spelled wrong. He's like, you don't have any regrets, huh? Not even a single letter?
Yeah.
So that person got that tattoo. What the fuck?
Yeah, I know, right? So... I don't even know what to say about that motherfucker. Actually, the fucking nuts is just the fact that she actually had a tattoo like that. It said, no regret. Well, then again, apparently, like, a lot of people on that show that get tattoos are apparently getting tattoos by people in trailer parks.
What's your first mistake?
Oh. Yeah. Definitely one of that's definitely the first mistake. But I think it's funny how that dude, Dirk, he has one rule for his tattoos. He will not tattoo. He will, if anybody comes into the shop and asks for a rainbow, he kicks them out. Yeah, no, because apparently, he refuses to do rainbow tattoos of any kind.
Let's see.
So, in case you are wondering, he is not a supporter of GLAAD.
Wow, that was bad.
I mean, then again, shit, but
hey,
if
look,
I draw...
man, you're still friends with that guy, huh?
What dude?
Bugatti.
Oh, God.
Well, he just liked your cookies picture. I didn't realize you guys were still friends.
I didn't either. Yeah, I think it's funny. Someone liked a promo pic I used earlier. And he goes,
yeah, no.
But no, it's funny because the dude likes it, and he comments saying, "I like this." Well, obviously you do. You just like it.
Just in case you didn't get that from the little thumbs up.
Like, holy shit.
Yeah, but guess who showed up today, though?
Who? Oh.
Remember that Boulette girl?
Yeah. Kinda.
The one that came in with Poo Poo Ninja? From, like, Canada?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, she came out of nowhere today.
Yeah, I thought she died.
No. She even asked about Poopo Ninja, man. I was like, I don't know. Didn't you say he was in the Marines or some shit?
Something like that, yeah. I haven't heard from that motherfucker in that. So, yeah. So did you ask him? So did you ask him like why she doesn't come to the show anymore? Since obviously I don't talk to her.
Yeah.
And did we get an answer from her as to why she don't show up? Is it because Pooper Ninja don't come in anymore? Is that the reason why?
No. Apparently, she was homeless and hitchhiking to get places or something.
Is she in, like, Canada or something like that?
As far as I know.
Good, she could stay there.
Along with that Lizzie girl that was commenting on your Faygo thing.
Oh, yeah. The underage chick.
She's not underage.
I don't know. She looks too bad. Half these fucking chicks up on it who, you know, who could possibly be 21 or 18 look like they're fucking 16.
Yeah, it's something in that water.
Yeah. Which is why if I see a chick, even though she's 18, you look like you're 16, bitch. Fuck out of here. Man, you missed it earlier. Fucking Eddie Murphy and that chick were fucking fighting on her fucking status and single juggles and juggles.
That girl that keeps posting pictures.
Yep.
Now they're fighting, huh?
Yeah. I don't know, man. I'm tempted to go back to that comment instead of this comment. SpongeBob. No one gives a fuck.
That's funny as hell, man. That's all that happens in there is a bunch of fights.
Yeah.
And that same guy that was trolling your little post this morning, he was trolling pretty much. He was pretty much in every group.
Well, I don't know if James banned him or not, but apparently David decided to have a nice little conversation with him.
Well, this chick was almost all right till half of her head was shaved and she got AJ Jordan as her cover photo.
Oh, fuck?
Yeah. Why do people like it?
Why the fuck did people want AJ Jordan as their cover photo? Period.
I don't know.
I mean, the dude used to be good until he started, you know, jumping the fucking dubstep.
Hey, look, and Nick Dude wants to be in this singles group. There, I'll let you be in it. You know who that Nick Dude is, right? You know, always talking about wrestling.
Yep.
Yeah, he asked me if wrestling would be better with Eddie Guerrero and Chris Benoit nowadays if they were still here.
Man, I don't even know if they'd survive.
I was like, it would be better, but like, otherwise they'd probably just get pissed and go to another company.
Yeah, probably.
They'd probably be with like Tommy Dreamer or something.
Definitely. But there again, you know, if that happened, hey, then they could all invade and whoop the shit out of again. Triple H and the new corporation.
I don't know, man. He said supposedly there's supposed to be some type of, like, you know, invasion going on, like, with, like, Stephanie and Paul Heyman and shit. I mean, that'd be pretty dope to see, you know, coming from, you know, the inside, you know, instead of the outside.
Well, yeah, true.
Just forming a whole big thing, you know, with the locker room. And then taking out the Shield and all them motherfuckers.
Yeah, definitely go through the Shield first.
They need to kill that damn storyline off, man. They're going to run it on forever like the Aces and Eights shit.
Yeah, but at least the Aces and Eights actually do shit. It's the fucking Shield. Man, they got Roman Reigns. He can't even wrestle. I mean, at least the fucking Aces and Eights, they have more than one move in their fucking arsenal. He has the spear.
But did you notice that, what was that, 2 weeks ago that Aces and Eights did the triple powerbomb?
Yeah, I saw that.
I was like, really? It's like, don't we see this by the Shield, like, every time they come out?
Unfortunately, yes.
Come on, all these moves you could pick from, and you picked the triple powerbomb. You could do something, you know, something crazy.
Yeah.
Do, like, one of them moves that they give you in, like, the video games, where you do, like a clothesline spear or something. Or, like, you toss the dude over the other guy, smoke and drop or something, you know?
Yeah.
Or do, like, a triple super kick.
But, nope, they don't do that.
Instead, we get to see the same move we get to see by the other bullies in wrestling.
Man, I think it's funny how that Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
Oh,
Robinson.
No, not again.
Go. It's about to bring a new let into the family. Now, is she actually a let, or are you just saying she's a fucking let?
Let's start a new game in this group. Instead of smash, pass, or date, it could be like kill something. It could be like, kill, torture, rape.
There we go. Kill, torture, or rape. I'll find a picture of somebody and be like, and I'll put that up in there and put that, kill, torture, or rape.
Yeah, man, you know, somebody you just fucking rape. And then somebody you just want to torture. And then somebody you just want to fucking kill.
But this still doesn't make any sense, though, with the Kareem dude going about to bring a new let into the family. Like I said,
this doesn't make sense right here either. This dude keep posting all these damn pictures and he doesn't have a neck.
Yeah, kind of like that one chick that we saw.
I'm just saying it's the same guy. I'm a fighter. Fucking cares, man. I was just unsure. Oh, it's like the middle of the comments. Damn. 202 comments on this shit.
But, like, all these people just... I don't know what to say about how these motherfuckers in here.
Oh, wait, this is all that shit that you were reading yesterday.
Yep.
The hell is this nonsense? It's okay if I was you. I wouldn't want me either. I'm just going to go and be exactly what Cassie wants to do. And do what exactly Cassie wants to do. Bye, Eddie. Wow. It's fucking stupid.
I think it's funny how someone put up a picture of a fucking midget going, and the man was saying, the reason why I never use tampons is because I always trip over the string.
That damn girl was like begging to be with that Eddie Murphy dude. There's a screenshot of it. Why would she post that, man? Like, that's just making her look bad.
Yeah, I know. She's retarded. So, people are morons. Like, first you're fucking begging to be the dude. Now you don't want to.
Wait, hold on. She just now realized that dude is in a relationship. Like, really? I knew that last week. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Oh, now it's single, though. Way to go, man. Way to play it smooth. Hey, look at me. I'm standing on a rock. Wow.
Time for SpongeBob to make an appearance.
Ain't that your ex-girlfriend?
SpongeBob? Fuck no.
No. This girl right here. Who the fuck is this girl? Why does she look familiar?
What girl?
Nicole Hodges. Something.
I don't even know. Okay.
That's that girl looks familiar. Yeah. And that single group, man, there's a picture of her. Why the hell does that girl look familiar?
I'm trying to find the person.
Oh, you too busy posting that fucking, you know, who the fuck cares picture, that's why.
Of course. Is it the top or down the bottom?
You gotta scroll down. I'm gonna add that girl. The girl I told you had to have her head shaved and just because I can.
Because you like chicks.
Oh, happens. From request sent, I bet you I'm blocked by tonight.
Yeah, probably. But I'm still blocked. I got another few days left. That I'm scrolling. I'm scrolling. No, let's get right. I'm scrolling.
What?
Throw some fucking Fred Durst on that shit.
Yeah, like the people who made that picture of Seth Rollins. just have to roll and roll and roll. Oh, wow, that girl accepted my friend request. Wow.
Who, Nicole?
No, motherfucker. I don't know who that is.
I'm still trying to find her.
God damn it. Do you need me to find her for you since you were very slow?
At the moment, I'm at Kareema Abdul-Jamil.
Oh, fucking course you are.
Now I'm at
God.
Diane, whatever the fuck your last name is. Brandon Lane, that's right, I'm a fighter. Uh-huh.
Wait, you're almost there.
little feather fire water.
There we go, I found her. Look at that, I found her before you found her. There, boom.
Hold on. I'm at Lucas Nelson at the moment.
I just sent you a fucking link, motherfucker.
I don't think I ever dated her, no.
See, you don't think? You don't know? Who the fuck is that girl?
I don't fucking know. Maybe a part of the respect squad.
I doubt it.
Have some self-respect. Blah, blah, blah. Respect your body. Don't wear silly clothes. Don't look like a porn star. This is Facebook. It's public to the world. Well, it may be public to the world, but so is porn. But you know, I think what's funny is, you know, like I ended up posting a status in there, like I think it was like sometime last night or something like that. Besides my fucking full out rant that I had.
Oh yeah,
going
besides
on.
That,
huh? Yeah. Let's see, the fuck did I say that shit? Oh yeah, you should add Bobby McIntosh.
No.
Why not?
I don't know who the fuck that is.
he's a part of Dead Celebrity Status.
And why would I want to add him though?
He's cool.
I don't even talk to Yaz, man. What the hell?
Ah, here we go. Here it is. I posted up. All right, 26-year-old low looking for a metal chick. But I'm saying this now. If you are a Christian, do not hit me up. If you like Lil Wayne,
I saw that shit.
If you like, Lil Wayne, Drake, Nicki, or any of that garbage, do not hit me up, or even like this status. If you're a Catholic, do not hit me up for the simple reason I do not and have never followed or believed in your God. But that being, with that said, any single sexy lads hit me up. I am in Facebook jail. Man, I got a couple fucking sexy ass lads that hit me up, but unfortunately they have kids. So I think that's what I need to specify. No kids! I'm sorry, I am not looking for kids to raise for you motherfuckers. They are not mine, therefore I have no reason to raise them for you. Or help you raise them. That's all you? I'm like, come on, man. I'm serious. Like, come on, man. Seriously. Do you, like, do you really want to fucking be able to be a woman and help her raise her kids, even though that they're not your kids? Exactly.
But I talked to a bunch of bitches that got kids.
Yeah, but I don't want to date them. Fuck out of her.
I don't want to date them.
But nah, man. But Bobby,
what do you want to do with them, Havoc?
Shit, man. Fuck it. I think a one night stand is perfectly fine. But no, man, like Bobby posted up a statue of the same. You're on a deserted island. You can only bring one item. What are you bringing and why?
Sure as fuck ain't bringing Chef Borardia.
Yeah, well, I think my answer was a little bit better. I put a MILF prostitute.
A MILF prostitute? Well, that's one way to go out. The diseased hooker.
Well, I mean, shit. And my reason was because, one, you can get laid, and two, shit, if you get thirsty, you got breast milk.
Wow.
Yeah, but the funny thing is, Bobby actually liked my fucking comment. I mean, it's even funny because, like, I don't even think they have these dumbasses get what the fuck he's saying. You're on a deserted island. As the people are saying that they would bring a boat with them. Your boat fucking crashed. Your boat is in a wreck.
No.
You have no boat. You are stuck. I mean, you know, unless some dumb little Hindu motherfucker comes around and comes around with a boat with a tiger on it, then you just might be saved.
Oh, no.
Yeah, you could pull a life of pie moment. I'm going to jump on a boat with a tiger and a hyena. Like, come on, motherfuckers. Be smart for once. This isn't even possible. It's Facebook after all.
Whatever, man. Play a fucking song or something.
I'm actually uploading the track right now. I'm uploading.
Play something else until it uploads.
I'm uploading Doro.
What?
Doro. Doro.
I thought you said Goro. I was like, what the fuck? That's like Mortal Kombat. And I didn't know he made music.
Man, if he made music, the world would be screwed. Yeah, there you go. Well, let's go with Purple Track, because we keep seeing them.
Oh, second in now, we love those hoes. It's something about the shows, make them take off their clothes like,
whoa.
Look at those tickle bitty pretty ones. Itty bitty titty committee can even kick it with me. And they showing cleavage and they flashing headlights. They drinking KCDs, they get their heads right. We love more than the areola. I love to open the shoulder, bow the holder, then I can show you better than I can told you.
Okay.
Baby be going, but she coming too. Make me wanna chew fruit. Oh, that's in front of you.
Hey.
Pink ribbons represent them. I'm an eyes of bride. I'm loving what's in them now.
Slither, the Nina blow her mind. She know when I get to drinking, I'm gonna give her overtime. See so many titties when I'm touring in Tulsa. They show me cause they dream of me cause I'm on her poster. She fine enough, she'll get the chance to get a little closer. Then I'm gonna be in her belly like a motherfucking no-stop. She can't fit them in Victoria's Secret. Cause baby is an H, so her cup is the deepest. If you with the girl and she walk by, can't act like you'll see shit. Not only you, but the lady gonna ask her, yo, can I be bitch? Make me all good, cause I'll be slobbering. Got to bend them in all these different positions. I just want them to give them up and all be looking delicious. And tonight they trying to turn it up. So let them crank it up a notch. Lifting up their tops to tell they showing thanks. So thanks a lot. So yank your hot one and take the spot. I got a 34 double deer and tell her come here. You're popping out of your double D. Knock about to come cuddle me. Watching out cause my cock is about to be hopping out to come trouble she. I'm gonna be your whore pet. Ironic like I let it more set. But she knows that I wanted to take her bottoms off to keep on the beautiful corset. If you got them, go and take them out like bada bing. Titties, coochie, I'll take anything madam brings. It's not a thing. I love that she had them gleam. Yo, when God made Eve, what you think's the first thing Adam seen?
And now, Ghetto, time to introduce you to Doro with her solo track, Raise Your Fist in the Air. Man, her, like, for being 49, she looks good. Lita Ford looks sexy as fuck still.
Let's see.
I mean, shit, man, yo, if I could find a chick that looks like fucking Lita Ford, hey, I'd be a happy motherfucker.
Good luck with it.
Unfortunately, half these fucking lets and single juggalos and juggalettes look like they fell off the ugly planet.
Man, they created that place.
Exactly. And they fell off of it.
Send them back.
Yeah. Send them back on an ugly rocket.
On the ugly rocket. Send them back to Moron Mountain.
Yeah, with Ryback.
Yeah, with him too.
Yeah, send them back to Moron Mountain / Ryback Mountain. Raw should be interesting later on. Hopefully.
Yeah. Big Show's gonna be crying again.
Our camera's gonna come back and start crying. The great colleague is just gonna stand there looking like an idiot. Oh wait, he already does that.
Well,
the Shield will not come up with more than one move. The Wyatts, we don't even know what the fuck they're going to do.
Hopefully they do more.
Yeah. But take out fucking Triple H.
Yeah, right, dude. He gave him the chance.
Or even better yet, more likely, fucking Triple H will come down and interrupt RVD from doing the frog splash again.
Gay.
And Rio will come down looking like the fucking faggot that he is. And then there'll be another gay segment where Paul Heyman kisses Ryback again.
What the hell was that?
I don't know. Next thing you know, Antonio Cesaro is going to start humping somebody again.
Yeah. Instead of Jack Swagger.
I don't even know what to say about half those motherfuckers.
damn, yo. That Dora girl, man, she got small as hell. You remember Dora, right?
Yeah.
She got small as fuck, man. What the hell's going on? She's shrinking.
I don't know.
Even though her sister or whatever looks exactly like her. It's crazy.
There you go, Ghetto. I got a picture of my shirt. I'm gonna share to your timeline.
How about that? The Kinky Dolls page, or like the picture I posted on that girl's photo. Mainly because I stole it off of somebody else posting it on that what's that girl's name? It does cosplay. What's her name? Jen Zone.
Oh yeah. I know who you're talking about. I don't know her last name, but yeah, I know who you're talking about.
Yeah, I stole a picture out of the comments because it was pretty funny. Holy titty balls, Batman! Where'd she get that ass from? Robin, my boy, I believe she gets it from her mom.
Is it possible to forward a message on to somebody on Facebook? Apparently not. Yeah, well, I think it's funny how Destiny, you know, claims that, you know, she likes dick, not pussy, but yet she sent me, like, all these fucking pics of these chicks with fucking ass and titties all hanging out and shit. Yeah, you're straight, all right. That's why you have so many fucking pics of these on your page. And you're sending them to me.
Some of these people trying to join the JR Street Team all of a sudden.
I don't know.
Strawberry Quick. Or Strawberry Meth.
Yeah, Strawberry Quick.
That's what it says.
Yeah, I know.
Please tell your children not to take candy from anyone.
Even other classmates.
Well, why would the little kids be carrying around crystal meth?
I know, right? I mean, half these little kids don't even know what crystal meth is.
How many little kids did you know growing up that used to sell crystal meth?
Absolutely none.
That's just weird.
Yeah, I'm going to send you these pictures, and you can add them onto FU Demonica's page.
Hell no, man. I actually figured out who the hell that girl was that I was using the photos of.
Who the fuck was she?
Oh, fuck, what was her name? Because I, I did the Google image search.
Yeah.
And found out who the hell that was. I guess I'm probably going to have to do that again because I don't remember what the fuck her name is.
Yeah,
But yeah. But yeah, man, I don't know. Like, how many fucking street chicks do you know fucking have, like, a shitload of fucking pictures of, like, other chicks' ass and tits on, like, on their fucking shit just to send other people?
Just to send to people? I don't know. But I know bitches that got that shit, though.
Are we sure that they're absolutely 100% straight?
Probably not.
Exactly. This one's got some nice perky nipples. This one's obviously fake. But oh well. All she wanted to do was make out with me, and all I wanted to do was watch Star Wars. Yep, you got a life, motherfucker. You got a perfect life ahead of, you.
Her name is Barbie Boswell.
Interesting. But I doubt many motherfuckers up on that page know who she is or care.
She's like a porn star or something, or like in Playboy or something like that. She has a Twitter account.
Monica is sexy.
Oh, yeah. Well, you are.
With whole tendencies, hoes are your friends, hoes are your enemies. With whole energy to do what you do, blue what you blue, and screw what you screw. Y'all professing it like DJ Clue, pulling on my coattails. And why do you think you take a hoe to a hotel? Hotel everybody, even the mayor. Reach up in the sky for the hoes don't lay up. Come on, player, once a hoe always. And hoes never close, they open like hallways. So here's a hoe take for your whole hoe crew, and everybody wants some, cause hoes gotta eat too. Hey ho, how you doing? Where you been? Probably doing ho stuff, cause there you ho again. It's a ho
it like daddy-o. You hoes are horrible, horrendous. On taxes, y'all writing off hoes independent. I see the hoe rising. It ain't surprising, it's just a hoe wasting with ugly chick faces. But hoes don't feel so bad and blue, cause most of us niggas is hoes too.
You the hoes.
And we're back. Yeah, girl, she sent me all those.
Why?
I don't know.
That's interesting. Why are the pictures so small?
Ask her.
She send them from her phone?
Probably.
So what does she do? Just randomly hit you up and just send you pictures?
And she sent me those like a couple days ago. Like Thursday, a couple days ago.
But why? I'm asking.
If I knew that, I'd better tell you. But I don't know.
Like, were you guys talking, and then all of a sudden she was like, "Here's some pictures."
More than likely. Oh no! I think what it was because like. During the Wednesday night, like, you know, like, when we were talking about fucking Yaya and all them having, like, fucking nice fucking tits and shit. And like, she was going on about, some fucking Indian chick having fucking big tits and shit like that. So she started sending me, like, all these fucking pictures. And I responded... Yaya has better tits than all of them combined.
Oh, wow. That girl has all the AJ Jordan CDs. Oh, there's that damn bitch. That's your friend.
Oh, look, there's your friend.
Damn, who that?
Cherry.
Wait, what?
But then, at the end, there goes your, well, one of our friends, a.k.a. Cherry.
Cherry.
Don't talk to us.
Yeah, she don't talk to nobody. But this girl over here, man, she's fine, though. But she got terrible taste in music with A.J. Jordan, but she's fine.
Which one?
I don't know, one of these pictures that happens to be on his page.
On AJ's page?
Yeah, his like page. And no, I didn't like the page. It just so happened to be that girl posted a photo of her, so I'm clicking through the rest of them. I grew that. That girl is really old. It's probably his mom.
Apparently people don't understand what the meaning of true fucking amazing candy is.
Wait,
what? Well, Destiny ended up fucking putting a fucking thing saying, if you ate these as a kid, then you know that this candy was the shit. And it's those fucking, like, candies that, like, were, like, wrapped, like, in strawberry wrappers and shit like that. That tastes like strawberries. Yeah, sure. I'll send it to you.
I don't know. That candy wasn't all that great.
I mean, if you really want to go old school with the candy, man, fucking, for those that don't remember the shit, the fucking butterscotch candy were fucking amazing back in the day. If they have, like, fucking, old school fucking, I gotta try and find, like an old school fucking, candy shop.
Of course.
Just so that way I can get, like, all the old school candies again. Either that, or get some money and just go to fucking Bob's Furniture. Because they have all the old school candy there, too.
This song right here is for everybody that looks at them cockeyed bitches on the internet.
What you do, bartender? What you do to my bottle? Oh, this was a room for the twos. Now they all look like supermodels. Goggle super light.
What you do, bartender? What
without our super goggles.
Yeah, these ugly bitches are back, huh?
And I'm in the kitchen.
Oh no.
I'm making me some motherfucking corn dogs. The old school, old fashioned fucking shit. Now, what to put on my corn dogs? That's the question. Yo, man, I think what you should do, ghetto, is next time the cockeyed bitch fucking post something up in that fucking group, comment with the listen to the track Super Goggles just for her.
Yeah.
That'd be fucking perfect. Or shit, man, even put that shit up for fucking Candy.
No, she would get ho-ho.
Ain't that the truth?
Yes. Yes, it is.
And half those fucking bitches are nasty up in there.
It's quite sad.
I mean, I can't, she's not bad looking. I mean, you know, she's got some fucking nice tits. That's about all she's got going for her.
Wow.
Hey, it's true. I mean, you know, she's got some nice tits. That's about it.
You just said that.
But she seems to be, I don't know, a hoe slash player. That plus she seems to be a little bit naive because of the fact, you know, like you said, she, you know, if we see found out that Eddie Murphy was in a relationship with somebody else.
Fucking dumbass.
I mean, come on. It says it on his profile.
Well, not anymore.
Well, no, now it's a single. For both chicks. I mean, come on. If you're going to try and play two chicks at once, at least be smart about it.
Yeah.
I mean, either A, well, there's only one way forward to be done. If you have a second email, create a second Facebook and use that one for one chick and the other one for another chick. And then once Catfish comes around, run like hell.
Yeah.
Those motherfuckers will get you. The fuck? They got a stupid movie on MTV. Bad News Bears.
With Billy Bob Thornton?
Yep.
The movie's kind of funny.
I don't know, I'm trying to get into that movie. Fuck this bitch. Duh. Ugly eye.
Why do people keep liking stupid shit that you post on my wall?
I don't know.
I like this candy. I'm gonna like this picture about the crystal meth.
Well, hey, at least it's Miss Bliss fucking liking it.
I don't care. Why are they liking your shit, man? You're not even posting anything great.
I don't know. Ask her. I mean, you know, this is not Boo Bear.
It's because she's not my friend anymore.
Exactly. I mean, she's on my page somewhere, I think. But it's not important. Man, this one chick on my page goes, "Oh yes, I was gonna go read my book, but damn, Facebook got in the way." How did Facebook get in the way of you, you know, reading a book?
That's the girl that I just added, man.
Yeah, man, she added me yesterday.
That's the girl that's obsessed with AJ Jordan. It looks like.
Ah, Hilly Lafamy, or however you pronounce her name. Well, I think it's funny how fucking... I got so many people on my page, and I don't even talk to half of them.
I don't talk to anybody on my page.
I mean, like, I used to talk to Rabbit, but then, you know, she turned on permanent bitch mode.
I don't ever talk to her either, unless she hits me up.
Exactly.
Well, lately, you know what time of year it is, so...
Well, yeah. But, you know, I didn't realize PMS, you know, was a full thing for the full year.
Yeah, definitely is. For all women.
Yeah.
Who the hell is this? His name is Jordan Penland. Is he related to Chris Penland, or is it Chris Penland?
Hi, Chris Penland. Let me guess, he's in all singles, double O's, and other what?
No, that person liked my picture on Kinky Dolls. And it just so happens to say Penland. I was like, what the fuck?
Well, at least we know Tigger's a fucking pedophile.
Why? They're not little kids. Suddenly, Tigger.
Yeah, suddenly, Tigger, and they just stop and fucking run.
That'd be funny as hell if somebody did that.
Hell yeah. said, I'm like, shit, but I had this one chick fucking at me. Yeah, she was like, and I saw, I have a kid. Like, nope, fuck you, goodbye.
This picture right here is great for GTA 5. It says highly skilled firefighters. It's a car on fire in a tunnel, and there's a bunch of fire everywhere. And the fire truck is on top of the fucking tunnel, watering the grass. Like, really? That gotta be a glitch or something.
Hell yeah.
That's a nice picture. Dude got a rocket launcher aiming right at the police car.
Man, it would be an even better picture if the rocket launcher was pointing at Lil Wayne.
Yeah. I like the videos that people made of them just running around punching people in a game. That's pretty fucking funny. They hit a lot better than the other games. It's just like, wow.
I think I'm going to start posting that SpongeBob picture on that minus one chick quick one chick up in all the Juggalo shirt. That misty bitch.
That's a nice picture right there, too. Dude tied up his girlfriend and he's playing GTA. That's awesome.
They should make a movie called How to Train Your Cockeyed Bitch.
Good luck with that.
Or call it Life of the Cockeyed.
Life of I.
Hell yeah, that's even better.
While the teams are busy working on their costumes back at the convention center, Jinyo decides to take Victoria to check out one of their favorite sci-fi heroes.
Victoria and I love nothing more than Star Wars, so I thought it'd be great to go to see Peter Mayhew, Chewbacca himself.
Yeah, yeah. They wish that Grand Theft Auto 5 was for Game Boy.
Hell yeah.
Fucking somebody made a picture like it.
And I'm really thinking this might be time to take it to the next level.
Mike, still there. Holy shit. They actually managed to save Hysteria.
Damn.
Yeah. And she's on fucking, she was a cosplay.
What the fuck?
Yeah, Chewbacca. Apparently there's a part in the show, I didn't even see that, where I guess, Jinyo and Victoria went to go, to a Star Wars convention to meet the dude that played Chewbacca. Yeah, like I said, holy shit, they managed to save Hysteria.
Yeah. Chewbacca, you know the value of a good sidekick on any mission. And for the last 7 years, I've been her sidekick. Recently, I have successfully captured the Death Star.
Such a nerd way to ask somebody to marry you. Pull out a fucking Death Star with a ring in it.
Wow, dude, event. Where were you at when I pointed that out to you? Wow.
I'm far behind.
You're like a week behind, man.
She's always dreamed of being proposed to at a Star Wars convention. Well,
you suck. Da, 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 da.
Shut the fuck up, Misty Gillespie.
Who the hell are you fighting with yourself again?
That chick, Misty. Now, this one bitch makes absolutely no sense. Destiny Johnson goes,
I need people I then trust to talk to in my life. I think he meant to say I can
talk to in my life. Well, that's not me.
Wait, yo, man, that bitch got a kid, man. Is that who you were talking about?
But that Destiny chick?
That Hillary Florida. Chick or whatever the fuck, man. She got a kid, man. Is that who you're talking about?
Yeah.
Man, that bitch got a kid. What the fuck? She get the hell out of here.
Well, Hillary's got a kid, and then another chick got, I was talking, that added yesterday with a kid.
Basically, I asked Monica, 20 management, grouping up. She said that I was.
So yeah, she is a kid. At least now we know to stay away from her too.
I don't even know why the fuck I added her then.
Yeah, not right. Well, I guess that bitch is out the window.
Yeah.
3-2! You're out. Let's see. More than likely, she probably has a strike 3, strike 4, strike 5, and then a strike 1,000. Guess what, Ben?
Guess what?
She has a strength 3. She likes the Joker.
Well, she already struck out a long time ago with
Ed.
The AJ guy, having a kid, having half of her head shaved.
Apparently she's trying to earn back some points here because she's got Miss Kisa.
Miss Kisa!
Oh, points went away. She has Frankie J, Birdman, and Nicki Minaj. And...
Well, Frankie J had one good song in his day.
Yeah, in his day. Adam Lambert... Pitbull, Jay-Z, Lil Wayne, Jason Derulo. Derulo, whatever the fuck his name is. Young Money, LMFAO, Usher, Frankie J again. Yep, this bitch struck out. Goodbye! I mean, let's see. She likes Ludacris, but that's not helping her case as whatsoever.
Nope. Hey, man, that girl looks like a dude.
Oh, he's a dude. Man, yo, corn dogs are the fucking best, man. My question is exactly what the
Holy
fuck you do
shit.
For work at a dry cleaners?
What?
I said, exactly what do you do, for a job at a dry cleaners? Like, what the fuck are you supposed to do?
into clothes.
Yeah, like, how do you fucking do that shit? Like, do you, like, dry clean? Like, how do you fucking dry clean clothes?
I don't know. I'm sure they run it through some type of machine and shit.
Yeah, because I'm going down to a dry cleaner tomorrow to fucking apply for a job there.
Why would you apply for it if you don't even know what the fuck they do?
It was my fucking aunt's idea for me to get a job at a dry cleaner.
Why? Did she get her clothes dry cleaned a lot?
I don't know.
That girl right there, man, she's got tons of fucking freckles.
Oh, if that's the case, then more likely she's got some freckles on her fucking pussy.
Man, what's up with these gangster black guys that are supposedly juggalos? What is that?
I don't know.
It's very unusual.
Yes. Yes, it is.
Look at me in my no shirt pictures. Yeah, look at me. Hit me up.
Shut up, I'm gonna put that shit.
Yeah, put your fucking clothes back on.
Yeah.
Hey, here's a half picture of me, dude. Do you want to smash your pants? What the fuck is this bitch doing in here then, man? She's in a fucking relationship, yeah. Dumbass.
Oh, no.
Why the hell is that Miss Cyanide? Why does this dude keep posting pictures of her in here? You're gonna scare everybody away, man. What are you doing?
Maybe that's the point.
Well, it's working.
Yeah. Definitely scaring me away. Well, then again, I think I was scared away the minute that cock eye bitch showed up.
Man, what the hell, yo? Big ass titty bitches with a bunch of freckles, man. That just looks weird.
Yeah, with those. I'm guessing she must be in single juggalo.
There's like two of them.
Are you talking about Becca Steps or Sipes?
Man, I don't know. I don't look at the names.
The one with the ass in the picture?
No.
Chair or hand
no.
Over her phone?
What the hell? Where'd this nigga come from, man?
Who?
Talking about date rape or pass. What the hell was that? That girl was ugly as a motherfucker.
Let's see.
Man, there ain't nobody in here I want to fucking talk to.
Hell no.
The only people that get hit up, man, are the half-naked bitches and the half-naked dogs, man. It's a little weird.
I'm also trying to find the bitch with the fucking purple.
And then the girls that look good are either lesbians or
taken
in relationships.
I mean, that doesn't even make any sense. You're in a relationship, but yet you're in a fucking single jugglers and jugglers group. Cockeyed bitch, and then fuck her cockeyed.
You say fuck her cockeyed?
Yep.
Yeah, no.
I think I see what you're talking about here. I think.
Man, it seems David, man, found his ugly bitch match.
Andrea.
Yeah. Girl, so ugly.
I ain't no lie.
They're perfect for each other.
Yeah. She's a special kind of stupid, and so is he. Oh yeah. Did you ever find that show on demand at all or no?
What show?
Sleepy Hollow.
I'm sure it's there. I didn't even look.
That's a good fucking show, man. Like, I fucking love that shit. Take you back to the days of fucking Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
Man, I was just watching that movie on Friday the 13th.
Except, it's kind of funny, man. Like, I don't know. Like, to me, it seems like maybe like the very first Buffy the Vampire Slayer. I think fucking people, you know, more than likely would have probably assumed it was racist.
I don't know.
I mean, come on, man. Think about it. I mean, like, you know, in the fucking, the first few seasons of it, it was all white people. No blacks whatsoever. Like, you seriously didn't see a single solitary black chick dude up in there until they brought Kendra in there, and Kendra was, I don't think she was black. I think she was, like, trying to be Jamaican.
Well, now there's a whole bunch of blacks and no whites.
Yeah, I know, right? Fuck out for the go fucking get an application for this damn job tomorrow or later.
No worries.
Peace.